daf is Sota, daf Yud Aleph, and we are on Yud Amid Beis by the two dots. Avshalom Nisga'e B'Sa'aro. Says the, just one other, or the last point we made yesterday, we mentioned that Rav Yashiv and others pointed out the Diuk, that it seems like there was a father-in-law and a son-in-law name having the same name, the last piece of Gemara. So just one ha'ara, the Torah to me, the Noda Behuda that we like to mention, says that the Tzavah must have been written just for his family, not for all of Klal Yisrael, because there are many things in there that seem to go against the Gemara. This is one of them. You have a father-in-law and a son-in-law named with the same name, and you have brothers marrying, two brothers marrying two sisters, and other items. The Torah Tamima, though, has an interesting comment in Parshas Vayishlach, where he says, "I think maybe there's a Me'ikar Hadin idea here, and not just the ideas that we don't fully understand based on Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, because we know the halach is that you're not allowed to call your father by his name." Aser likro la'aviv bishmo, v'chein aser likro bifnehem la'achirim sheshmam kishmam, im lo sheyishanosh alahem, and there's all shmam. It's also an idea of not calling someone else my father's by their name if it's my father's name. If my father's name is Moshe, and I have my friend Moshe in the room, and I'm going to call my friend in front of my father, it's also not totally mechubad. That's one of the reasons why Rabbi Bar Nachmeni nicknamed Abaya, according to one opinion, Abaya, because he didn't want to call him Nachmeni, Abaya's real name, according to a number of Rishonim, because that was his father's name. Ulefizeh, says the Torah Tamima, Halo i'efsha l'chatan v'choten o l'kala v'chamosa sheshmosein shavin l'dur b'yachad. It would be very tricky for a father-in-law, son-in-law, or daughter-in-law, mother-in-law to have the same name, because let's say the son is going to call his wife Miriam, and that's his mother's name, and that's a problem, or the opposite. So he says, "Ki alo habas lo tucha likro lo bayla b'shmo, v'reisha aviyah sheshmo kishmo, v'chein habal ishto sheshmo kishem imo, v'gam lefamim mi efshar bazeh, v'ka alo efshar li kashal v'bitl mitzas kibra v'aim shehim ida araisa." So maybe that's an idea, a halachic idea, behind this one halacha, in quotes, of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Not fully, but an idea. And then he says, "Gam efshar lomar b'tamanias davar zeh." These are suggestions. It's a little difficult because he has 15 things. This is one of them. Is there a halachic connection of all of them? So lechara, most assume not. Most assume that he just had this besorah. But there's another idea that the Gemara says. The Medrash says, in Noach, Amar Rav Yossi, Harishonim al yedei shahayu makirim es yichuseihem, hayu motziim shmam l'shem ha-ma'ora. Aval anu she'enonu makirim es yichuseinu, anu motziim shmoseinu l'shem ha-voseinu. We, part of our keeping our Mesorah, is by, it's amazing Medrash, keeping the names that are in our family going. We name after previous generations in our family, even in the Torah. Why is this in Noach? You find this in the Torah. You find a couple of Chanochs. You find a couple of other names. So Vahabir Hu, says the Torah Tamima, Tzibibdesh anu na'im v'nadim begalus, ro'i lanu lizkar hishtal shalus yichusei avos. We keep the names going, and that connects us to our Mesorah. You look in Gittin, Rabbi Pratia beno Shor Blazim, and Pratia ben beno Shor, Pratia Gadol. Right, so you find this. V'hineim yu shemos achasen v'achosen shavim oz. So then, if you have the in-laws and they're all the same names, so it'll get a little confusing. Whose Mesorah are you keeping? Lo yuchlu achasan v'ishto likro libanam b'shem chotzno, and also they wouldn't be able to call their son by the name of the father-in-law because it's the father-in-law and he's alive, and you don't go like the Sfardim who named b'chayav v'avi ishto yad ki gam shmo shel achasan kishmo v'chein bebanos b'kal v'chamosa v'ariz davar zeh garim l'minias margalit yikara l'tachlit zikaron shel shelas yachoseinu. It's a beautiful, amazing minog, says the Torah Tamima, to name after previous generations. But if the father-in-law, son-in-law, the mother-in-law, daughter-in-law have the same name, then you can't do that until the next generation. But that's the Torah Tamima. If you add on a name, most are not machpid about this. As long as the Midas Tovos are there and all the other Milos are there, the poskim say, like the Noda Behuda says, that Mikra did, we don't have to follow that. Those minhagim and the tzavah. Okay, let's continue. First wide line now, Yudama base. Avshalom nizga b'sairo v'chulu. Avshalom was arrogant about his hair, where we have the four people who had some element of greatness about them, and they were all fell exactly in this area. So Avshalom b'sayro mara d'shenemar. Uka Avshalom lo haya ish yafeh v'gomer. The Navi tells us that Avshalom was the most beautiful, handsome. Right? The Navi tells this, setting the stage for his rebellion against his father. V'gomer. Uba gilchoes rosho. Whenever he used to cut his hair, v'yimikes yamim liyamim. Ashei galeah ki kovet alav v'gilcho. Every time he cut his hair, the last time we had this pasuk quoted in Shas was at the beginning of Maseches Nazir, when we were looking for the source of a Nazir Olam, and that another Olam is not to cut his hair once a month. So there also we quoted Psukim about Avshalom, because the Gemara there assumed that he was a Nazir Olam. Vishakal Asar Srosho Masayim Shkalim Be'evan HaMelech. And the weight of his hair was huge, 200 shekel in the stones of the king. What are the stones of the king? Tana Evan Sha'anshi Tveria Va'anshi Tzipori Shoklimba. It was a stone that people up north used to wait with. A heavy stone. People of Tveria and Tzipori, where the Sanhedrin was towards the end. Lefichach nitla b'sayro. Because he was so focused on his hair, he was punished through getting caught on the tree with his hair. Shneemar v'yikare Avshalom lefnei avdei David v'Avshalom rochev ala pered v'yavo apered tachas shove cha'ela hagedola v'yichazak rosho ba'ala v'yutan bein shashamayim u'bein ha'aretz. He was caught. His animal kept going and he got caught by his hair. V'apered asher tachta v'avar, and it went past. Shagal safsira boyle mifsake. He took out his sword. He was going to cut his hair to get himself down. But all of a sudden, he saw Gehenna right under him. He didn't want to fall down. He didn't want to fall down. Ended up staying on the tree, and he was killed there. Vayirgat HaMelech, after he hears about the death of Avshalom, he goes, Vayala Elias Ashar Vayevk. Right after he hears that Avshalom has been killed, even though it was a son that was rebelling against him, but he knew the nevuah. He knew this was all supposed to happen. And he was down, he felt terrible. He feels terrible even after his sons do something wrong and they get punished. When Amnon was killed, right, when Avshalom was killed, V'ko'amar b'lechto b'ni, Avshalom b'ni, b'ni, Avshalom mi, yitein mosi, ani tachtecha, Avshalom b'ni, b'ni, right, all the Lashonos of my son that David HaMelech says. V'hamelech lo'ades panav, v'yizach HaMelech kol gadol, b'ni Avshalom, Avshalom b'ni b'ni. Hani tzmanya b'ni lama. What's the symbol of all these eight Lashonos of b'ni? So the Marsha says, David HaMelech is saying, it's my son, it's kind of my fault. Kind of my fault, that is my sins led to this situation. Avoni garmalo lazos. Says the Gemara, why eight? Shiva to aski mi shiva medori gehenim, seven that brought him up from the seven levels of gehenim that he was from Morib b'malchus. V'idach ikata amri dekar v'reishi l'gabe gufei. Some say, miraculously, he was able, his head, which had been severed from his body, miraculously became reconnected. V'ikata amri da'aisi l'ama da'asi. Olam haba. Not just Sur Meira, but also Asei Tov. There is a lot in the Mefarshim, the Stechemet has a whole section about this in his Marechas and Avelus regarding the Zechuyas of a father for a son. We know usually the minhag is for the son to say Kaddish for the father, and for the son to do everything he can for the father, Brakara Davuha. What about a parent, Rachman al-Islan, who loses a child? Is there that same direct connection more than others? The Stechemet discusses, who should be the one that says Kaddish, Rachman al-Islan? If a child predeceases the parent, is there any extra specific kiyum for the parent to say the Kaddish, right? Or anybody, let's say that obviously the child doesn't have any children, or is there any specific connection regarding that? That's a discussion here, but this is one of the makaros that David HaMelech is discussing and mourning for his son. The Avshalom, as we said, David HaMelech did not have an easy life, start to finish. Did not have an easy life. We read Tehillim. That's why every single emotion that we could think of is in Tehillim. Why do we turn to Tehillim in every situation in life, from the high points to the low points? Because David went through it all. And David didn't reach, there's no lower points that people reached that David didn't reach. And higher points that David. David brought the Aron back to Yerushalayim. Becharkei Becholo is the source for the ultimate simcha, is David HaMelech. But then you read some of the other prakim in Tehillim. But David HaMelech went through the fact after he sinned, the feelings of tshuva, the feelings of charata, the feelings of having lost children, the feelings of having tragedies befall amongst his children caused by his children. There's no one like David HaMelech, and that's why he captures it all in Sefer Tehillim. V'Avshalom lakach v'yatzav lo b'chayev. And Avshalom took something and stood it up in his life. My lakach amrish lakach Reish Lakish shalokach mekach ra la'atzmo. He took a bad decision. Bad decision. Es matzavas asher be'emek hamelech. What does that mean? About the depths of the king, the emek hamelech. Amar rechanin bar papa be'etza amuka shalmalko shal olam. It was really related to the orchestrating events of the world behind the scenes. The depths of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malko shal olam. Dechsiv. As Nasan had told David after the sin of Bathsheba, Hineni mekim alecha ra'a mi beisecha. I am going to bring up Ra'a from your house. That's what we mentioned in yesterday's shiur, that David HaMelech heard this pasuk. He didn't know who it was going to be. And that's why, even though it was terrible when Avshalom rebelled against him, for the third parak in Tehillim, Mizmar LeDavid, Bavarchum Ibn Avshalom Bado. It's still a Mizmar, it's not a Kina, because he takes a little comfort in that it was his son. The Radak in Shmuel Beis there, in Parak Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis discusses if this was already the forecast of his children are going to do bad, so where's the Bechira Chavshis? Right? How do we deal with that? Yesh Lishol, ask the Radak. Eich Gazar Hakel Al Avshalom Sheyechta V'yishkavim Nisheyaviv. Right? He already forecast there's going to be terrible things in the future, and your son or your descendants, and there's going to be Znus. Are we saying that if David HaMelech wouldn't have gone through the whole Bathsheba story, his children wouldn't have sinned? Avshalom would have been a great tzaddik, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes there, says the Radak, the same answer that the Rambam says about the Mitzrayim from Hilchos Tshuva. Hashem did not decree against any specific descendant of David. David had many descendants. Each one of them had Bechira Chavshis to do what they did. Just like the Rambam says, every Mitzri could have not persecuted and killed the Jews. Never mentioned his name. Even though Hashem knew, right, the classic Hashem's foreknowledge does not impact free will. And that's the major discussion the Rambam has in Hilchos Shuvah, Vichulu. But that is the Radak. He also quotes another idea from Rav Sadia Gaon. But that's in 12:12 in Shmuel Beis, related to this pasuk. Again, feel free to listen to the Navi Shiurim, where we actually are still in Shmuel Beis. Weiter. Kayoti bedavar atomer, similar type of drasha we know from Parshas Vayeshev. Vayishalcheo beimek chevron. Yaakov Avinu sent Yosef from Emek Chevron. Amar b'chinin bar papa be'etza amuka shaloso tzadik b'shekaver b'chevron. Relating to the depths of the what is happening from the tzadik as buried in Chevron. Dechziv Avram Avinu yado adeda ki geri yezaracha. Right, this whole story of Yosef going down to Mitzrayim starts the process. As we have mentioned, Yosef is a pawn in the hand of God in history. Yes, of course, the brothers were wrong for selling him. And they would be punished for it. That's true. But when Yosef says, and later on in Sefer Bereishis, Ki lemichya shlachani aleichem, don't worry about it. I'm not going to take revenge. It was all in the part of the divine plan. He was not saying that they didn't do anything wrong. They had bechira chavshis. But from his point of view, he, as the Sefer Achinuch says on the Mitzvah of Nekama, he has an object. Is not going to take revenge because it was meant to happen. Like the Gemara says here, it was Eitza Amuka Shaloso Tzadik Shekaver Bechevron. It was already forecast. Period. Ki Amar Einli Ben Lohavile Banai. Sorry. Ki Amar Einli Ben. The Pasuk said that Avshalom didn't have any children. Says the Gemara, he didn't. Lohavile Banai Vaksi. The Pasuk says, before the rebellion, Vayivoldu La'av Avshalom Shlosha Banim Ubas Achas. He had children. Amar Rav Yisra bar Rav Dimi Shlohaya lo ben Hagun lo Malchus. He didn't have a ben, a son, that could be the next king. Number one. Rav Chid, by the way, just keep in mind, how do we get into the discussions of Avshalom? Mida Keneged Mida with a hair. And the Sota had Mida Keneged Mida. That's how we got into all these dafim. Rav Chizda Amar, Gemiri, we have a Mesora. What does it mean to have children? Kol Asorif Tvuaso Shel Chaveiro Eino Meniach Ben Liyarsho. His children died, Chazal say. Why? Because anyone who burns down the tvua of his friend will lose his children. The ilu kali l'diyoav. If you look in the psukim, Avshalom was banished after he killed his brother Amnon. And finally he convinces his father David to let him back to Yerushalayim, and he comes back to Yerushalayim. And for 2 years David doesn't say hello to him. And Avshalom is trying to convince Yoav, please, convince my father to look, see me, convince him. He tries, he doesn't succeed. And finally, Avshalom is so frustrated at Yoav, he burns down Yoav's field. As follows, Dechsev, Yomar Lavadav, Ruch Halkas Yoav, Al Yadi Velo Sam Sorim, Lechu Vatisu Ba'esh, Vatisu Adi Avshalom as a Chalaka Ba'esh. But Chazal look at that was basically for no reason. That was Baal Tashchis. That was terrible. And therefore, Chazal assumed that because of that, he lost his children. The Maharal writes, what's the Midah Keneged Midah? The Maharal here in the Chiddushi Agados, the Maharal says, you burn down his seeds, so you're going to lose your seeds. Right? The children are seeds, and therefore, the Maharal says, that is a midah kenegan midah in this regard. The Yaakov here in the sefer says kiven shagarm lachaver lehis yagel arik bacharishaso bezriaso. If somebody works on a field and then it's burned down, so he was nigal arik. So somebody rachman alasan loses their children. Right? That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. When we say uvalatzion, we have to have that kavana velo nigal arik. We have to have kavana that our children follow in our path. That's the kavana, but that's midah keneged midah according to the Maharal and according to the Iyun Yaakov. Period. Two dots. V'chein le'inyin atova. Miriam v'chulu. Midah keneged midah doesn't only work l'ra, but of course it works l'tova. Even more l'tova. Rav Yashiv says, what exactly was the godless of Miriam here? What any normal sister would have waited to see what was going to happen with her brother. What was so great about what Miriam did? What, that she put herself in danger? What? She's just watching a baby in the Nile. So what exactly? What was her godless? Says Rav Yashiv, Vitzarach Lomar, Tahamailo Haisa Shenishara Ba'osa Midas Bitachon. She was on the same level. It wasn't that she was nervous. She was on the same level of Bitachon. When the Mishnah says, Himtina, what does it mean she waited? It doesn't say Da'aga. She waited. She had the nevuah that her mother was going to give birth to a child who would save Am Yisrael. She was so sure. Himtina ledavar. Deloshen hamtana zeo ledavar shu barulo sheyikra. Lahamtin is to wait for something that you know is going to come true. Zuig dulasa shlonis arer bebitchona bekiuze. She didn't falter at all. And he says, and look in the Radak in Tehillim. Ani adar mati b'chafzi kol adam kozei. Look there about Bitachon. We're not going to do that right now. But that's that was the godless of Miriam, says Rav Yashiv. Says the Gemara Midami. Is it really Midah keneged Midah? The Mishnah says that by Miriam, Hasam chadashaita, there, she waited a moment. Tosfos says here, Shlisha, Revia, she waited a certain amount of time. Hacha shiva yomi. She didn't have to wait 7 days. So Amar Abaya, Ema ule inyan atova ain okein. Okay, switch it. Regarding the good, there's no midah keneged midah. Amalei Rava, hava chein le inyan atova ktani. No, it says it. Often, when Rava is told by Abaya, change the Mishnah, Rava says, no, don't change it. Ela Amar Rava, hachik ktani. V'chein le inyan atova. No, it means also, deba'os amida, it means there's a parallel correspondence. Doesn't mean exactly the same. But there's a parallel. She waited, so they waited. Ula ola mida tova meruba mimidis peronis. Right? Could even be even more. You're going to get paid back even more. It doesn't mean exactly the same. Miriam stood from a distance. Amar Yitzchak pasuk zeh kula al shem shchina nemar. The entire pasuk, when she, her sister, stands from afar, is talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nomar vateisatzav dechsev vayavo Hashem vayisyatzev vegomer. Beginning of Sefer Shmuel. Achoso dechsev emar lechachma achosiat. Sister is a reference to wisdom, which is Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Because the way we get close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu is by studying His wisdom. Emar lechachma achosiat. If you look in the beginning of Maseches Sanhedrin, this pasuk is quoted. Emar lechachma achosiat regarding chachma. And the Gemara says there, in Baruch Chadavar, we're dashing it by Dayanim. If it's clear to the Dayanim, just like this is someone's sister and somebody's sister is also to him, then judge the case. And if not. And if you look in the, and there's another day there, in Baruch Chadina la Boker Mishpat, if it's clear to you like this is the morning, the Gron Adaras Elio says, what's the message of these psukim? About Emor L'chachma Chosiyat, the one quoted in our Gemara, and Dina L'boker Mishpat, a dayan has to be well-versed and an expert both in Torah knowledge and in worldly knowledge. Because to be a proper judge, you have to know what's going on in the world. If I'm closed up and I don't understand technology and I don't understand what these people are doing and all the elements of the case, whether it's medicine, whether it's technology, whether it's science, whether it's human psychology, a dayan has to know all these things. So those are the two, says the Gra. In Baruch HaChoschev, if it's clear that your sister is, if it's clear to you, like you know your sister is asur to you, that's Torah. If it's clear to you, like you know it's the morning, that's world, the world's worldly ideas, that's nature. That's classic Vilna Gaon, that's classic Gra. Because the Gra was a bucky in every wisdom in the world. We've quoted the story in the past from the Kakdama to the Ba'as HaShulchan, where the Rav Yisrael Mishklov writes that the Gra wanted to go to medical school. He wanted to go to medical school because he wanted to learn Chachmas HaNituach. He wanted to learn, probably means anatomy, and his father didn't let him. Because he was a bucky, says the Rav Yisrael Mishklov, in every other Chachma. Chachmas Ha, he says, of the Tzmachim, Botany, Chachmas HaMusica. He knew every Chachma. He wanted Chachmas HaNituach. But his father said, if he goes to medical school, he'll become the most amazing doctor in the world. He'll have to spend his day healing and being the doctor. And he needs to be the Gra. He needs to be sitting and learning. So that's why his father didn't let him go. That's the story. But that's the Gra right here in Aderes Elio in Parshas Re'eh, where he discusses that's what the charge of every diet is, to be, have clarity both in Torah and in oral worldly chachmos as well. Vayter says the Gemara. So all these words in the pasuk are referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Vatesatzav we had. Now we had Achoso. Meirachok. Dichziv, that word also refers to Hashem. Meirachok Hashem nireli. From Hashfar, Hashem appears to me. Maybe, I don't know, but maybe the Rambam also had this in mind when he wrote his beautiful Lashon at the end of Sefer Karbanos. One of my favorite Lashonos of the Rambam. The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Tmura discusses how HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows us better than we know ourselves. Right, what's the issue of Tmura? Substituting an animal. Hashem knows our Yetzirah. After we do a mitzvah, we're going to want to retract on it. That's why there's an issue of Tmura. But then the Rambam says, and all mitzvos are like this. All mitzvos are to create perfect religious personalities. V'kol elu advarim, says the Rambam. Second to last line. Kede lakuf yitzro ulatakein deosav. All of these halachas are to force my Yetzer and to make my deos correct. V'rov dine Torah. Einon ela etzos meirachok migadol ha'etza. L'sakena deos u'l'yashak alamaisim. That's the line. Most dine Torah are wisdom from afar. Meirachok. That refers to Hashem, just like in our Gemara. Etzos meirachok migadol ha'etza. L'sakena deos u'l'yashak alamaisim. That's the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Sefer Karbanos. But that's meirachok. Ladas, next word, dichziv, ki kel deos Hashem, as the pasuk says in the Shiras Chana. Ma, the word ma, dichziv. Ma Hashem shoel, me imach. Ye aseh, dichziv, she wanted to know what was going to happen with him. Ki lo, ye aseh Hashem elokim davar. Lo, dichziv, ayikra lo, Hashem shalom. Right, so that's the, every word in the pasuk. That's also, by the way, what we discussed yesterday. You see, Shem Hashem connected to shalom, and that's the, pasuk. Vayakim alachadash, as we mentioned, over the past couple of days, much of Rashi on Parsha Shmos comes from Sota Daf Yud Aleph. So right here, number of famous chazals. A new king is in town, V'gomer. Rav Ishmael Chadam, Rav Chadam, Chodesh Mamish, one said it was a new king, it was a new paro. V'chadam Ashin is Chashu Gzerosav, and one says, no, same king, but his Gzeros were new. Manda, Amar Chodesh Mamish, Dichziv, Chadash. When it says new, it's because it's new. B'manda Amar, Chenis Chachuk Zerosav, Delo, Ksiv, Ayamas, Ayamuch. The one that says, no, it was just the same king, but new laws, is because it doesn't say that he died. He was just the king, and therefore, Nizchachuk Zerosav. L'may Nafkamina. All the Achronim say, ah, maybe this is a Nafkamina. Right, if Kisivna, Bayis Chadash, right, if somebody builds a house, what about there are laws about new houses? Right, the three Pturim of Chosrim Orche HaMelchama. Somebody builds a new house, v'lo chanacho, yilech v'yosha lebeso. Right, new house, new wife, new kerem. So, what happens if somebody didn't get a new house, they just redid their old house. They moved out to redo it. So, are they allowed to go back for more? It's one of the nafkaminas the Achronim bring in. Oh, so it depends on machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Whether chadash could also mean nischachuk zerosav, the same physical structure, but new applications. That's one nafkamina that is mentioned. What about shechianu? Do you make a Shechianu, right, when one has a, not a new house, but a newly done house? You did construction. Another nafkamina, Mesechas Brachas. Does one make a new bracha for that? Right? That is the discussion. If you look in the Ben Yehoyada, not here. Ben Yehoyada's Gemara also comes up in Erevin, Daf Nun Gimel. There he discusses what's the nafkamina, and what does it mean is Chachuk Zerosav. Says the Ben Yoyada. Makshem achidish manda amar zel akasev to hagal akasev kara chadish. What's the chidish to say he was chadish mamish? What is it? What's the chidish? So he says, "Man da'amar zeh bala chadish ala kasuv chadish mamish lo haya lo ben melech." Maybe it means that it wasn't that he had a son that took his place, who's also called a melech himself. O Yuvan, or just read this line because it's interesting historically. The Ben Yoyada was the Ben Ishchai on 150 years ago or so. B'siyata d'shmaya akavana d'sfirulei d'mikodem lo haya lo mitzrayim melech gamur kishar melachim. There wasn't a full king like other melachim in those days. Ela haya republic. Kemoshiyesh ata b'malchus American u'b'malchus France v'harosh al ha'republik haya nikra paro. He says there was a position that was called paro or called president. V'acharka kodem sheshibdu b'Yisrael shinu as tachzus shalohem u'minu aleihem melech v'zeil shamar chadash mamish. Means they had a new type of position, right? That's what he says. And he quotes other nafkaminas, and then he quotes the Chozer Miorchem Elchama. Either way, all the achronim get into the act of what difference does it make? Okay, so he didn't have a karas atov if it was the same one. That's true. He didn't recognize Yosef. But lamai nafkamina halachically, so they all discuss this. Asher lo yadas Yosef, tahavi dami, kamanda lo yada leklal. He made it as if he didn't know him. Vayomer el amo, hine am b'nei Yisrael. He said to his nation, this am, Tana, who his chil be'esa tchila, he started the bad, he gave the bad advice to get rid of the Jews, lefichach lacha tchila, therefore he was punished first. Who his chil be'esa tchila dechsiv, vayomer el amo, he said to his nation, let's figure out, right, the final solution for the Jews. Starts in Parsha Shmos. Lefichach lacha tchila, that's why he was punished first, kidechsiv, uvacha, uva amcha, uvacha lavadecha. I think that was by Makas Tzvardeya. Right, so he started with him first. Havan ischak melo, let us deal wisely with him. Lahemi byline should be with them, not with him. So Amar Chai Bar Chanina, it's capital H. Po v'nechkan l'moshiyah shel Yisrael. Pyro was saying, let's deal with Hashem, him. B'men nidonam, what should we kill the Jews with? Nidonam ba'esh, should we try to burn them all? K'siv ki yine Hashem ba'esh yavo. V'k'siv ki ba'esh Hashem nishpat v'gomer. That's not going to work. God is the ruler of fire. So it sounds like from here he recognized God, even though at the beginning Paro says, who is this? Becherev ksiv ubecharbo es kol basar. Hashem is also in charge of sword. Elabo v'nidona b'mayim. Let's do water. Shekfar nishba kadosh baruch hu she'eni mevi mabul la'olam. Right? Everybody knew this besara. That not another marble, right? The Gemara, the end of Zvachim. Also, they all knew this besara. No more marble. Shene'emar ki me'noach zos li. The Gomer, the end of the pasuk, Hashem Nishpati Me'avar Me'noach Od Ala Aretz. So no more. So that's why let's throw him into the water. Right? Let's do everything. Ve'hein Einam Yodim. They didn't know. Shal Kol Olam Kulo Eino Mevi Aval Al Uma Achas Hu Mevi. Hashem could destroy one nation with water, just not the whole world. Inami Or Hu Eino Mevi Aval Hein Boim V'Noflim V'Tocho. I'm not going to bring, but if you jump in yourself, right, that's your problem. Kriyas Yamsuf. V'cheinu Omer U'Mitzrayim Nasim L'Kraso. Right, one of the most amazing psukim in all of the Torah. They see Kriyas Yamsuf, Am Yisrael, right, unbelievable divine revelation. What do the Mitzrayim do? They run in. V'cheinu Damar V'Lazar Mai Dechsiv Ki Badavar Asher Zadu Aleihem. The thing that they tried, Aleihem came onto them. Unkelus quotes this, as well as Rashi. B'kdeira shebishlu banis bashlu. In the pot that they tried to cook Am Yisrael, throwing the babies into the water, they themselves were cooked, Kriyas Yamsuf. Mayim ashba dahi zadu lishet to kdeira hu. How do you know zadu is a lashon of kdeira? Dichsev vayazid Yaakov nazid. Yaakov cooked the lentil soup. Period. Rabbi, again, obviously we see there's a lot more, there's a lot here that we could talk about, but we're just getting our feet wet. No pun intended. Amr Chiyav Arava, Amr Ef Simoi. Shlosh Ayyabosa Eitza. Another famous Chazal. There were three in Paro's cabinet at the time. Bilam, the Eov, the Yisro. They were all there. Bilam, She Ya'at Neharag. Bilam that gave the advice, kill them, he was killed. Eov, She Shasag Nidam Yisurin. Eov that didn't say a word. He had a life of Yisurin. Yisro Shebarach, Zachu Mnei Banav Sheyashu Belishkas Agazis. Yisro who ran away, his descendants were members of the Sanhedrin. Shnei Amar Umishpachos Sofrim. That's the Sanhedrin. Yoshve Yavitz Tiratim Shematim Suchasib Hema HaKinim Habayim Machbas Avi Beis Rechav. Who are the Kinim? V'ksiv Bnei Keni Chosein Moshe V'Gomer. There is a much discussed and quoted Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in one of his Mamarim, and the new one, it's Maimar Which one is it? The new one, the old one, it's Maimar Gimel, and the new one, it's Maimar Chavtes, where he discusses, Eov was quiet, and therefore he had a life of Isurin. Who got the worst deal? Who got the raw deal? Bilam went out to battle, and he was killed. Eov had a life of Isurin. Well, isn't that worse? Isn't that worse to have a life of Isurin than just to be killed? Says of Chaim Shulevitz, you see, obviously not. You see, obviously, that we don't know the value of every moment of life. We don't know the value. Kadosh Baruch Hu decides. And therefore, it's clear that Eov got the lesser of the punishments. And Chazal are telling us a life of Yisurin is better than, Rachmana Litzlan, death itself. That's the Maimar of Rav Chaim Shulevitz's Ha'ara. And he quotes other rayas to this as well, that we have to realize, we don't realize the godless of life. And he quotes Rav Leib Chassman, who gives the mashal. Let's say, at the moment that somebody wins the lottery, $5 million, at that moment, he breaks a glass. Breaks a glass. So would he be upset at breaking the glass? Am chashu b'tzar mu'at zeh b'shasa simcha gadola? No. Ha'osha shenafa b'chelka mevatel kol rikshei tzar ketanim habom ala adem b'chaya yom yom. He says, that's how we have to feel. Rachmana litzlan. It's hard. It's hard, but we have to feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us life. He loves us. He's our Father. He gives us life. So we have to realize all the other headaches. Hopefully they're mostly headaches. Rachmana litzlan, sometimes there's worse. But it's a pasuk. David HaMelech said it. Yasor Yisrani Yav, Alamavis, Lona Sanani. David said, I'll take the Yisurin. And David had Yisurin, as we mentioned. David had Yisurin. But, Alamavis, Lona Sanani. And David HaMelech could say that. Right? David HaMelech could say that. We also have to follow suit, but that's the diuk of Yisro versus Bila. Weiter. V'nilcham banu v'alam in ha'aretz. The Jews will fight with us, Paro says, and he will go up from the land. The Alinami Baile will be driven up from the land. What does it mean? He, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kana, Ka'adam, Shemekalelas Atzmo, V'tololokilas Abachaveiro. You're right, they just don't want to say, they don't want to curse themselves. So they just put the curse on someone else, even though they mean themselves. V'yasimo lev sare misim, Alehem mi Baile. Again, what do you mean putting on him, sare misim, or on it? Alehem. Tana de Verbe Lazar Reb Shimon, Melame, Sheviu Malbain, Vitolo, Lepara, Bitsavaro. They brought a brick, and Para wore it as a necklace. Para had a little brick as a necklace. Vikolachad, Echad, Be Yisrael, Shalmarloim, and every Jew that said, Istanizani, I can't work with bricks! I can't, it's too hard. Amrulo, Klamistanis, Ata, Yosemi, Paro. Paro also has bricks! Right, what's the problem? Get working! And therefore, this is what he was, this is how he used it to be mevatel the tainas of the Jews. Sare misim, davar shemesim, something that forces, right? This malbein forced Klal Yisrael to have to work. Laman anoso besivlosam, anosami boile, force and torture them, it should be. Laman anoso leparo, lebesivlosam de Yisrael, right? To force. Right, based on Paro, because of the Sivlosam of Paro, Bishil Sivlosam, right, Rashi quotes, Lamanosa Laparo, Bishvil Sivlosam, the Yisrael, Sheyatu Shrem Lispo. He himself took the brick in order to make it difficult for them. But even Ari Miskanos Laparo, what did they build? Ari Miskanos. What are Ari Miskanos? We even had the Lashon in modern Hebrew, Miskain. What's Ari Miskanos? Rav Ishmuel, Chad Amar Shemisachnos as Baalayim. It was dangerous. It was dangerous. Shemisachnos es baalehen. In what way? Because through, Rashi says, it's not the Jews, it's the non-Jews. Through this work that they caused the Jews to do, they ultimately were going to be punished. Rashi says, Ayidei osana arim, vosa avoten istachnu mitzriim litava bayam. This work, these cities that the Egyptians were having built for themselves, put themselves in danger. The chadamar shemim maskino, says baalehen. No, it made their bailim poor. In what way? The Mitzrayim ended up being poor because the Jews emptied them out. That was also part of the danger. Or maybe it means, Rashi quotes another daya, when you're in construction and you're building a house, it always costs more than you think it's going to cost. So therefore, you know, building is always the maskenos as ba'alayhen. Damar mar, and according to that second daya, you have the next six words. It's machlokas in the gersos. Damar mar, kalosik bebinyam is masken. Right, it's a mussar that everybody should take into account. As Pisum as Ramses, Rabbi Shmuel Chadam or Pisum Shma, Volam Nikra Shma Ramses, Sherishon, Rishon, Misroses, little by little it fell down. It crumbled little by little. When they build, it used to fall down a little bit. Vachadam or Ramses Shma, Volam Nikra Shma Pisum, Sheroshon, Roshon, Pita Home, Bol O. Right, that the Pita Home, right, it was like quicksand. And therefore it kept getting swallowed up by the ground, right? And that was ultimate, the Bali Moser pointed out, ultimate in punishment. Because the worst thing that you can make people do is meaningless work. Work that you know they're doing and that it automatically breaks, and automatically gets lost. So build these cities that are gonna be swallowed up. The Chashayanu also can Yirba v'chein Yifrotz, can Rabba v'chein Partzimi Ba'alei. It should be they multiply, not they will multiply. Amarei Shlokish, Ruach HaKodesh Mevas Ratan. Kein Yirba v'chein Yifrotz. It's like the narrator in the Torah talking. No, you think that you're going to get them. No, no, no. They're going to expand and be many. Vayakutsu Mevnei B'nei Yisrael Malamed Sheyadomin B'neihem Kekotzim. What does it mean, Vayakutsu? They were like thorns. They were like in their eyes like thorns. Says the Klal Yakar there on that pasuk. Vayakutsu Mipnei B'nei Yisrael. If the Jews were thorns, that pasuk doesn't fit. They were thorns from Bnei Yisrael. Says the Klal Yakar, no. It means the Mitzrayim, it's going on the Mitzrayim, not on the Jews. That the Mitzrayim themselves thought of themselves like thorns. Why? Because when you clean out a field, you always take the thorns out. As they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Siyata Deshmaya over Am Yisrael, they realized the Jews are going to be planted somewhere and we're going to be thrown out like thorns. That's why Vayakutsu Mipnei Bnei Yisrael, says the Klal Yakar. That's the how you read the pasuk. Now again, not going against Chazal, just adding what he thinks the pshat is. Vayaavidu b'nei Mitzrayim b'nei Yisrael b'farech. Right, they forced the Jews to work parech. We know karpas samach parech. Rebbe Lazar Omar b'perach with a soft mouth. What does that mean? They started convincing them, come work for us. It was a slow process. Rebbe Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar b'pricha, backbreaking labor. Pricha parech. Vayimar es chayeim b'avoda kasha b'chomer u'bilveinim v'gomer amar rava b'tchila b'chomer u'bilveinim u'lebasof b'chal avoda basada. Again, they started out slowly to get the Jews in, and then they tortured them. Es kol avoda samasher avdu v'em b'farech amar shomar nachmeni amar b'yonasan. Shoyim achlifin melechaz anashim l'anashim melechaz nashim l'anashim. They made men do women's work and women do men's work. Right? That's also ultimate avodas parech. Because that makes them, you know, lose their, each, we know, every man, every woman, men and women have different kochos, and that's built in, and if you switch it, that's will make them not be successful and not feel good about what they are doing. Also, the Sefer Ir Binyamin, quoted here in the Biur Adav, quotes, Kedei lahargila malachtiyam ba'aveira. They're going to have to be near each other to learn how do you do this, how do you do that. And therefore, that's going to cause znus. And even back then, the Goyim wanted us to violate znus because that would bring us, make us distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Reb Nevin Zal also discusses this in Parshas Bahar on the Sir Devo Befarech. He says this also gives no accomplishment. Because by nature, men and women have different strengths and different goals, and therefore, the more we do other people's work, the more we're not even going to feel good about it. And that was the backbreaking emotional labor that they wanted us to do. Second wide line. Even if you say earlier, perach means perach hacha vade bepricha. Here it says backbreaking labor, so here it means backbreaking. Darash Rabbi Avira, or Rabbi Akiva, bischar noshim sitkanios. The righteous women of that dar, we were redeemed. Okay, we can spend many hours on this. Let's read the Gemara, then we'll just make one or two comments. When they went to draw water, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mizamin lem dagim ketanim b'kadeyem. Hashem also helped them catch fish in their pails. V'shoavos mechzaim u'mechza dagim, and it was half water, half fish. U'boz v'shoftos, it was the easiest fishing trips. V'oboz v'shoftos shekaderos, and they went home and they cooked two pots. Achash shol chamed v'achash shol dagim. U'malichos etzol ba'alayem v'asada, they went out to their husbands who were in the fields. U'marchitzos osam, v'sachos osam, they washed them, they smeared them. U'machilos osam, they gave him some good food. U'mashkos and they got their husbands in a good mood and they looked beautiful and they were with their husbands out there in the field. Rashi describes that each fields were higher up, and they were like these lower areas between the fields. So it was Makam Sanua. That's where they were able to be with their husbands in those spots. Shenehemar, im tishkevun bein shvatayim, bischar tishkevun bein shvatayim, zochu Yisrael, abizas Mitzrayim. Bischus, the women did this, they were zocha to the biza. Shenehemar, kanfe Yonah, nechve v'kesef, v'avrosevi, rak charutz. Right, the Bnei Yisrael compared to Yonah, and they received gold and silver. V'kivan shemis abros, once they became pregnant, boz labateim, they came back to their houses. V'kivan shemagiyaz man, moldehen, once they were ready to have the baby, holchos, the Egyptians were all guard. They were all on guard. So what they do? Holchos v'yoldos basade tachas atapuach. They went out to the field, onto the tapuach trees. What's a tapuach? Now, modern Hebrew means apple. Rav Shechter writes in Ikve Atzon that there are Talmudic sources that he thinks tapuach does not mean apple. It means some type of citrus fruit, maybe even related to an esrog. And that's why it's a little unusual. He says that in the minhag of Klal Yisrael in Charoses is to have apple. If it's tapuach and it's clear from Arvei Pesachim that it's somewhat tart, and you have to counter the tartness of the tapuach, but that's the minhag of Klal Yisrael. That's what we use. Either way, it's we'll know exactly when Mashiach comes, what exactly was tapuach. And once they give birth out in the fields, Hashem sends them angels. Angels to take care of the babies. Right, you didn't have anybody that took care of you, but these malachim cut the umbilical cord and washed them and coddled them. And they gave them oil and honey, shenemar vayinikeu dvash misela v'shemen michal mitzur v'gomer, amazing miracles, honey and oil from the rocks. V'kivin shemakirin v'hem mitzriim, and once the Egyptian realized, so upon the argon, they came out to the fields to kill them. V'nasela hem neis v'nivlan b'karka, miracle occurred, and they were swallowed up. The babies were swallowed up under the ground. Umivin shvarim, they brought oxen, the charshin agaban, and they tried to plow them. Shenemar agabi charshu charshim v'gomer. David HaMelech says, alluding to those babies, la'achar sha'ochen, they gave up after they left. Hayimavatzbisin v'yotzin ke'esav asadeh, the ground sprouted babies. Unbelievable. Shenemar, Rebava, Kitzama, Chasada, Nisatich. The Kimashim is Gadlin, and once they got older, Bon, Adarim, Adarim, Lubatehem. The herds of children, once they got old enough, used to come back. Unbelievable. Shenemar, Vatirbi, Vatigdali, Vatavoi, Ba'adi, Adoyim, they came back. Al Tikri, Ba'adi, Adoyim, Ella, Be'edre, Adarim. So, all the herds came back. Ukshinidla, Karish Baruch Hu Alaya, and when Hashem revealed himself by Kriyas Yamsuf, Haim, Hikiru, Tchila. Those babies who recognize the divine, the miraculous event that occurred to them in the fields, Shneemar Zekei Livyan Vehu. So those all started with the Nashim Sidkanios. Right, Machlokas Rashi and the Rashbam, the principle of Afein Hayu Boso Anes. What does that mean? Three times in Shas, right, by Megillah and Neiros Chanukah and Dalet Kosos. So Rashi and Rashbam and all those places of Machlokas. What does it mean, Afein Hayu Boso Anes? So one opinion is they were also included in the danger of the miracle. They were also included in that, and that's why they're obligated in these mitzvos. But the other opinion is, no, Afin Hayu means they were the protagonists. It was them. They were the one that brought the nes. Because of them, by Purim, Esther, Chanukah, Yehudis, and Dal Kosos, so to Yud Aleph. Nashim Sidkanios, right? Nashim Sidkanios, Afin Hayu Boso Anes. One. Number two, the other point I wanted to mention was the tour, in Hilchis Rosh Chodesh, we mentioned this many times, the Torah writes that the Pesach Shavuot Sukkis is Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. The 12 Rosh Chodeshim, Rosh Chodesh this coming week, the 12 Rosh Chodeshim are the 12 Shvatim. But when they sinned by the Chet Egel, it was taken away from them and given to their wives. And that's why there's a minhag for women not to do certain malachas on Rosh Chodesh. Why was it given to their wives? The wives didn't do the Egel. Yes, but what's the message? So why didn't do the Egel? So the Bali Musar explained, because the women were optimistic. The women always, throughout history, had this optimism. It's going to be okay. Moshe's going to come back. Don't give up. That was by the Egel. That was this same Mida right here in Mitzrayim, Nashim Sidkanios. We could do it. We could have babies. It's going to be okay. And that's why the Miriam and the women took the Tupim out to the Midbar, because they knew that Hashem was going to do miracles for them. It was always this optimistic attitude.
Rosh Chodesh, the sun disappears. But what's Rosh Chodesh? You can't see it yet, but it's getting bigger now. Little by little, from the molid, it's coming. That's why Rosh Chodesh is the perfect yantif, midah keneged midah, to give to the women. Good. In the middle. So, Paro has a plan. Tell the midwives, kill the babies, right? He saw with his astrology that there's going to be a boy born that's going to save them. Kill all the boys. Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel liked very much Sefer Parsha Shmos, it seems. Right? Many machlokos between them. Chad Amar Isha. I mean, there are other machlokos also throughout Shas, but they have a lot of action here. Chad Amar Ishu Bita, Chad Amar Kala Vachamosa. Who are these two midwives? Either mother-daughter or mother-in-law, daughter-in-law. Mand Amar Ishu Bita Yocheved and Miriam. According to the one that says Ishu Bita, it's Yocheved and Miriam. And that's what Rashi quotes. Mand Amar Kala Vachamosa, Yocheved ve Elisheva. Elisheva, the wife of Aharon. Tanya, command to Amar Ishu Bita, the Tanya, Shifra Zu Yocheved, Valamanikra Shma, Shifra Shemisha Peres is a Vlad, she makes the Vlad, feel good, Magu at the baby, Dabra Acher, Shifra, Sheparu Varabu Yisrael Biyameha, or Shifra, the Bnei Yisrael, fulfill Puruvu, Poa Zu Miriam, Valamanikra Shma, Poa Shaisa Poa, right, she was poo-poo, made the sounds to get the baby out. Or, Dabar Acher, Poa Shaisa Poa, Baruch HaKodesh, Ve'omera, she used to say Baruch HaKodesh, Asidi Imi Sheteli Ben, Shemoshia Es Yisrael. A number of years ago in Parsha Shir, we quoted one of our favorite Rav Yeruchams. Yeruchams said, why doesn't it say Miriam and Yocheved? Those are beautiful names. Why does it say Shifra Pua? What are they doing after all? They're being goo-goo. They're coddling the baby. What's so great about that? Says Rav Yeruchim, great people take little things and make them great. Little people could take even great things and make them little. You could have something unbelievable, but if I'm a little person and I'm not machshavit and I don't do it right, I can make it nothing. But I could take something small and little, like a goo goo gaga with a baby. But they took that into their perspective of I'm saving Klal Yisrael. That's why we call them Shifra and Pua. Period. Vayomer bialet chenesa ivrios vagomer, when they have the babies, or isa malavnoyim, see them on the birthing stool. May avnoyim, amr of chanan, siman gadol maser lohem. Paro gave them a simon. Amr lemi says, b'shasha karos leilad, yarkoseum it's tananos ka'avnoyim, ka'avonim. Paro said, you know how the baby's about to come out? When their thighs become cold, you know the baby's about to come out. The Ista Amar, others say, Kidachsiv, Va Arid Besa Yotzer Vini Ose Malacha Al Ha'avanim, Ma Yotzer Ze, Yarach Mikan, Vesadam Ba'emsa, a Yotzer, a potter, sits with the pot, with the kli between his legs, and his legs spread out, Af Isha Yarach Mikan, Vavlad Ba'emsa. So to the woman, when she's having a baby, her legs are spread out and the baby's coming out. In Benu Vamitenoto, and if he's a boy, Paro says, kill him, Amar Bechanina. Remember that there was a process. At the beginning, Paro didn't want to totally, like, kill babies in public. It's bad PR. So he did it in private. When that didn't work, he started just throwing them into the river. Simon Gadol Maser Lahen. Paro told them, a simon. Ben Panav Lamata, baby boys come out face down. Bas Panav Lamala. And a daughter, a girl's come out face up. Right? That is not the Metzias today, and already hundreds of years ago. The Achronim say Nishtanu Ativim. Now babies come out any which way, hundreds of years ago, Bizman Azeh, we try medically to make sure the baby comes out face down. That is what's safer for the mother. But either way, Paro was giving them a sign. The Mialdos feared Hashem, and they didn't do like Kasher Diber Alehem. They didn't follow Paro's words. The Gomer, Lahen mi boile. What do you mean, Alehen? Lahen, it should say. For them. Amr, Bezra, Chanina, Malamed, Shetavan, Ledvara, Vera, Velo, Nitzbu. Paro originally wanted to, like, be Mizana with them to get them on his good side. And then they would work better for him. But obviously, Velo, Nitzbu, they did not listen. Last line, but the Chayana, say Yaladim, Tana, Lo, Dain, Shaloy, Misu, Osan, Ela, Shoy, Maspikos, Lamayim, Vamazon, Vata, Chayana, she gave them, to give them food. They were Machaya them. And they said, what can we do? These women, these Jewish women are too, are like chayos. My chayos, ile machayos mamish, atu chaya milo tzricha chaya chrisi lo luda. What do you mean chay? They're all midwives? But a midwife needs a midwife to have a baby. Ela amrulo, they said, umazuka chaya nimshala. No, this nation is compared to animals. Yehuda gur arye, don, ye don nachash, naftali ar yala shalucha, yisachar chamar garim, yosef achar shar, binyam zev yitruf. Dechsiv bei, ksiv bei, whoever has an animal written by them has an animal. Delo ksiv bei, ksiv ma'im chalaviyah, bein arayos ravatsa, vigomer. right? And they all the Am Yisrael are compared to the lions there. Period. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, there's a lot here as we see, and Be'ez Hashem, there's a lot more coming up on all of these dafim here in Maseches Sota. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow's daf will be put up again from the last cycle. It was right before I made Aliyah. There's a couple of scheduling notes there from a number of years ago, but feel free to ignore that. And Be'ez Hashem, we will pick up Be'ez Hashem next time.